Update for FCE by Elizabeth Anderson and Colin Reed. Copyright Burlington Books 2005.
Unit 1. Landmarks. Page 12. Exercise A. FCE Part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer. A, B, or C. One. You hear a tour guide talking to a tourist. What mistake does he make? A. He thinks Big Ben is the name of the bell. B. He thinks people can enter the tower. C. He thinks the bell weighs 13 tons.
And do you know what the name Big Ben originally referred to?
Well, it's the name of the clock, isn't it?
No, not quite. Actually, it's the name of the bell inside the clock.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it's a huge bell. It weighs 13 tons.
Well, when do we go in?
Oh, I'm afraid the tower's not open to the public.
Well, now that's a disappointment.
And do you know what the name Big Ben originally referred to?
Well, it's the name of the clock, isn't it?
No, not quite. Actually, it's the name of the bell inside the clock.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it's a huge bell. It weighs 13 tons.
Well, when do we go in?
Oh, I'm afraid the tower's not open to the public.
Well, now that's a disappointment.
Two. You hear a husband and wife in their hotel room. What are they looking for? A. A key. B. A handbag. C. An earring.
I've been searching all over for it.
Did you look under the bed?
Yes, but it's so dark under there I couldn't see a thing.
I'll look in these drawers.
Well, wouldn't you know? Here's that earring I was looking for. Now there's luck for you. Oh, darling, you know what? Why don't we just go? The tour starts in half an hour. We'll never make it at this rate.
Well, we can't very well leave the room without it, now can we? Look again in your handbag. Maybe it's there.
I've looked in it 3 times. Let's just pull the door closed. We don't need to lock it. I've been searching all over for it.
Did you look under the bed?
Yes, but it's so dark under there I couldn't see a thing.
I'll look in these drawers.
Well, wouldn't you know? Here's that earring I was looking for. Now there's luck for you. Oh, darling, you know what? Why don't we just go? The tour starts in half an hour. We'll never make it at this rate.
Well, we can't very well leave the room without it, now can we? Look again in your handbag. Maybe it's there.
I've looked in it 3 times. Let's just pull the door closed. We don't need to lock it.
3. You hear a woman talking about a tour. How did she feel? A. Nervous. B. Glad. C. Tired.
Oh, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Not only did we have to climb 300 steps, but they were in a spiral. I don't know which was worse, being absolutely dizzy or completely out of breath. Seriously, I was glad to think that the tower had undergone renovations. You know, they worked for over 10 years. Otherwise, I would have been quite nervous, so thank goodness for that. It was still leaning over quite enough for me, thank you. I must say the view from the top was good, but it was hardly worth the climb. If I ever come here again, I'll settle for seeing it from the outside. Oh, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Not only did we have to climb 300 steps, but they were in a spiral. I don't know which was worse, being absolutely dizzy or completely out of breath. Seriously, I was glad to think that the tower had undergone renovations. You know, they worked for over 10 years. Otherwise, I would have been quite nervous, so thank goodness for that. It was still leaning over quite enough for me, thank you. I must say the view from the top was good, but it was hardly worth the climb. If I ever come here again, I'll settle for seeing it from the outside.
4. You switch on the radio. What type of program is on? A. A travel program. B. A program about wine. C. A program about art.
Helen, you've just returned from a week in Tuscany.
Yes, Martin, it was a dream. Florence is a marvellous city, especially for an art lover like myself.
Sounds absolutely gorgeous.
And the countryside. I had a brilliant time just driving through those winding hills, vineyards spreading out on all sides of me.
Which brings us to the reason we're here today. Helen, what discoveries can you share with our listeners?
Well, for one thing, 2000 was an excellent year. That's why the prices for those wines are pretty high.
Helen, you've just returned from a week in Tuscany.
Yes, Martin, it was a dream. Florence is a marvellous city, especially for an art lover like myself.
Sounds absolutely gorgeous.
And the countryside. I had a brilliant time just driving through those winding hills, vineyards spreading out on all sides of me.
Which brings us to the reason we're here today. Helen, what discoveries can you share with our listeners?
Well, for one thing, 2000 was an excellent year. That's why the prices for those wines are pretty high.
5. You hear a young man talking about a guidebook. Why did he buy it? A. It has information on less well-known sites. B. It has information on places to stay. C. It isn't too heavy to carry around.
I had to choose carefully. There are several different guidebooks available in the shops. I wanted to get one that would answer all my needs. I wasn't about to drag more than one all over Paris. It would be too heavy. So I ended up choosing this one. It has maps of each quarter with detailed explanations of the most famous spots, and even some of the more out-of-the-way ones as well. There are lists of hotels too, but I know where I'll be staying. I like to know the background and all the sites I visit. That's important to me. I had to choose carefully. There are several different guidebooks available in the shops. I wanted to get one that would answer all my needs. I wasn't about to drag more than one all over Paris. It would be too heavy. So I ended up choosing this one. It has maps of each quarter with detailed explanations of the most famous spots, and even some of the more out-of-the-way ones as well. There are lists of hotels too, but I know where I'll be staying. I like to know the background and all the sites I visit. That's important to me.
6. You hear a young man and woman talking. What does the woman object to? A. Going on a guided tour. B. Taking the early tour. C. Taking the tour at noon.
And so I thought we'd go for the guided walking tour rather than try to work everything out for ourselves.
Good idea. You can't possibly know everything from the guidebook.
Yes, the only thing is they're a bit expensive and they only leave either early in the morning or around noon. Do you think we'll be able to make the early one?
After a night at the theatre, sounds pressured.
Well, if we're going to leave at noon, that means we won't have time to see anything else tomorrow.
What's wrong with that?
Well, for one thing, we'd probably like to... And so I thought we'd go for the guided walking tour rather than try to work everything out for ourselves.
Good idea. You can't possibly know everything from the guidebook.
Yes, the only thing is, they're a bit expensive, and they only leave either early in the morning or around noon. Do you think we'll be able to make the early one?
After a night at the theatre? Sounds pressured.
Well, if we're going to leave at noon, that means we won't have time to see anything else tomorrow.
What's wrong with that?
Well, for one thing, we'd probably like to...
7. You hear a tourist talking on her mobile phone. Where are her friends? A. At a restaurant. B. At a museum. C. In a taxi.
No, I'm still at the hotel. Yes, it's the underground strike. I had no idea it would cause such traffic jams. I did. I ordered a cab, but it's still not here. The traffic is just not moving. The cars and buses are simply standing still. Is there a long queue at the entrance? Why don't you go in without me? I know Cecile has been dying to see the exhibition. No, it's all right. Another hour at least. You know what? I'll just skip it entirely. Let's meet afterwards at that little restaurant next door. No, I'm still at the hotel. Yes, it's the underground strike. I had no idea it would cause such traffic jams. I did. I ordered a cab, but it's still not here. The traffic is just not moving. The cars and buses are simply standing still. Is there a long queue at the entrance? Why don't you go in without me? I know Cecile has been dying to see the exhibition. No, it's all right. Another hour at least. You know what? I'll just skip it entirely. Let's meet afterwards at that little restaurant next door.
8. You hear a radio interview. What is the man's job? A. Lift operator. B. Souvenir salesman. C. Tour guide.
And what would you say is the most interesting thing about your job?
Oh, the people. There's no doubt about that.
I suppose you meet all sorts in a place like this.
Yes, well, of course, they come here from all corners of the earth.
And you must enjoy the view from the top.
Well, you see the same thing 100 times a day, but I do like to hear the oohs and ahs as we go up.
Have you had any bad experiences?
I must admit that from time to time it gets stuck and that's not so nice. But it doesn't happen often. And people complain about the price. It really is a bit cheeky to charge so much. They do get enough income from the souvenir shop, if you ask me.
And what would you say is the most interesting thing about your job?
Oh, the people. There's no doubt about that.
I suppose you meet all sorts in a place like this.
Yes, well, of course, they come here from all corners of the earth.
And you must enjoy the view from the top.
Well, you see the same thing 100 times a day, but I do like to hear the oohs and ahs as we go up.
Have you had any bad experiences?
I must admit that from time to time it gets stuck and that's not so nice. But it doesn't happen often. And people complain about the price. It really is a bit cheeky to charge so much. They do get enough income from the souvenir shop, if you ask me.